The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
A lot of very important cases coming up to the Supreme Court soon. Some very important cases have already been heard by the Supreme Court, and decisions will be made this summer. But tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear oral arguments in a major abortion case. And some are saying that if the Supreme Court would rule in a positive way on this case, it could lead to the, and I'm quoting, dismantling of Roe v. Wade. Now, what is the case? The case is June Medical Services versus Gee. It involves a Louisiana law, and you and I have talked about this on several occasions, but it involves a Louisiana law that requires abortion doctors to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the clinic. Now, the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that law in a 2-1 decision, but the opponents have appealed it to the Supreme Court. Now, the fact that the Supreme Court has taken the case is worrying a lot of pro-choice groups, pro-abortion groups, and it probably should. Because back in 2016, Judge Anthony Kennedy upheld was part of striking down a similar law that required abortion clinics to have admitting privileges in a hospital within a reasonable distance and so forth. Now it's back, and Kennedy is not there. Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh have been on the court. They're not always conservative, but they at least lean in that direction. Elizabeth Nash, who is the senior state issues manager at the Guttmacher Institute. If you're not familiar with the Guttmacher Institute, they are one of the largest pro-abortion organizations in America. Very, very, very pro-abortion, pro-Planned Parenthood and so forth. She said this: the Supreme Court could really start to unroll abortion rights. Now, on the flip side, Kathleen Pittman, who is the administrator of Hope Medical Group for Women in Shreveport, Louisiana, which is a pregnancy center, said, quote, Roe becomes meaningless if there is no access to abortion. Now, what does she mean by that? Across America, most abortion clinics do not have admitting privileges to a local hospital for a lot of reasons. It costs more. Many hospitals will not perform abortions, so they would not allow an abortion clinic to have admitting privileges. And the fact is, and this is a fact, many abortion clinics are substandard in their medical care. They're just substandard. And when a local hospital comes and inspects, they say, no, we're not interested in giving you admitting privileges. So if the Supreme Court would uphold this law in Louisiana, which requires admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the clinic, many abortion facilities would be forced to close because they could not meet that requirement. Now, whether you're pro-life or whether you're pro-abortion, that's just common sense. Abortion is a surgical procedure. It's a surgical procedure. There is always the possibility of complications. It's not like getting a tooth extracted, okay? And so it's common sense. But as I said, many, if not most, abortion clinics do not meet the requirements that hospitals have for admitting privileges. So the Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments tomorrow. The decision will not be handed down for several months, but oral arguments will be heard tomorrow, so be praying about that. Here's just something light. If you need some laughter, it's really a sad story, but you have to laugh. What's the county here? Halifax County, Virginia. Evidently, this is around Lynchburg, Virginia. ABC 13, which is the local ABC television station, heard about a woman in their audience who had, you ready for this, lost her sister in an accident and her own home in a fire on the same night. Now, again, I'm not laughing at that. That's tragic. This one woman lost her sister in an accident and then lost her own home in a fire on the same night. So ABC 13 in Halifax County in the Lynchburg area of Virginia decided we need to do something to cheer that woman up. And, of course, they wanted to publicize it. I mean, if they're going to do something good, they got to publicize it. They got to get some pub out of it. So the station sent their chief meteorologist, whose name is George Flickinger, to the home. And what did he take to this grieving woman who has lost her home in a fire and lost her sister in the same day? Well, they filmed it. He went to the place where this poor woman is staying, and he says, "Hi, we have an umbrella for you, and it's signed. And I've actually never signed one of these before. You have your own ABC 13 umbrella bringing you sunshine on a rainy day." I am not kidding you. I am not kidding you. Grieving woman, they take and film a signed umbrella. And this is what the chief meteorologist said to this grieving woman. "You have your own ABC 13 umbrella bringing you sunshine on a rainy day." The woman is recorded as saying, "Okay." Now, there is a little bit of the rest of the story. The station and the meteorologist have been just destroyed on social media, as you can imagine. They have been destroyed on social media. What the station did not clarify, in fact, let me read the story. The station responded by clarifying a crucial detail left out of their tweet and the video. The woman had lost her ABC 13 umbrella in the fire. And that was supposed to make up for a grieving woman grieving the loss of her home and her sister being given on camera a signed umbrella so that she could have a sunny day. The meteorologist said the family was actually okay with it. They had already been on TV previously about the fire. "My visiting the family was a welcome surprise to Mary, who lost her home, and the family made a large gathering of it." The receiving of the signed umbrella. Alrighty. I don't think we're going to use that idea here at WRFD. Goodness. All right, we're going to take the final break of the hour. And yes, we will return. I'll try to go find an umbrella somewhere. We will return. Wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. As the news continues to come out of Nashville, it continues to get worse and worse. Moments ago, it was posted that the death toll now reaches 25 in Tennessee. 25. When we woke up this morning, the death toll was 9, if you will remember. And throughout the day, they have found more and more victims. The death toll now stands at 25. And it is very possible that that number could increase. Now, when things like this happen, pray. Pray for the people. Pray for the families who have lost loved ones. Pray for the families who have lost everything. Now, for many, maybe most, that actually survived physically but lost their home, most of them will probably have insurance. And it's very easy to say, well, they have insurance. But many of them have lost pictures, keepsakes, mementos, things that cannot be replaced. Their neighborhood will not be the same for many, many, many years. It will take months and months and months before their house can be rebuilt. They will have to go to temporary housing for weeks or months. Just a terrible, destruction. Pray for them. Pray for the victims. Pray for the families that have lost loved ones. 25 people dead, which means hundreds have been impacted by this. Fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, children, sons, daughters who have lost their mother, their father, their brother, their sister, their children. So hundreds of people impacted by the deaths. Pray for them. And then please, pray for the churches. Pray for the churches. Only God can take something this horrible, this devastating, this tragic, this destructive, and turn it around for his glory. Only God can use something so horrible to draw people to himself. Only God can take an event like this and use it to draw someone who has been running away from God to himself. Only God can take this and make strong Christians even stronger in their faith. Only God can take something like this and use it to actually build churches and build communities. The churches in this area, and I'm talking primarily, in fact, exclusively, of the Bible-believing churches, they have a unique God-given privilege and opportunity to minister to people that they never would have been able to minister to before. They will have an opportunity to reach out with the hands, the feet, the eyes, the love of Jesus. They will have the privilege of representing Jesus Christ in their community, unlike any time they have ever had, probably in the history of their church. So pray for comfort, pray for strength, Pray for the government officials. This kind of thing just creates havoc in governmental organizations. Pray for FEMA, the federal government. Pray for the local government, the state government, the city governments that will be tasked with the job of helping these people. And also pray for the utility people. Hundreds of electric lines are down, and that's very, very dangerous work, repairing those electric lines. Thousands of people are going to be without power for quite some time. Many kids are not going to be able to go to school for quite some time. Haven't read, but at least 40 structures have been shredded, is the word that I heard. Just totally destroyed. At least 40 structures. I don't know how many of those are homes or whatever. And I have not heard whether any churches have been destroyed. I don't know. But pray that God would bring comfort to those who need comfort, conviction to those who need conviction, safety to those who need safety, housing to those who need housing. And then let me repeat, pray for the churches, that they will take the opportunity to minister in the name of Jesus to the people devastated by this. Once again, the latest, and this is just 13 minutes ago, the tornado death toll in Tennessee has reached 25. And the way they are reporting it is at least 25. They expect that that death toll will rise, and hundreds injured, 25 dead, and hundreds injured. The governor of Tennessee is giving a news conference now as we speak, and you can certainly add him to the prayer list as well. People in authority like governors, this is a huge burden on them and, of course, their families. And it's just a reminder, folks, we are not to live in fear. We're not to live in anxiety. We're not to live in panic. But this reminds us we are not assured of tomorrow. These storms hit during the night last night in the Nashville area. I doubt that anybody early yesterday morning had any clue that these storms could be this severe and it would impact them. It's always somebody else until it's us. So that is the latest out of Tennessee, and I just encourage you to pray for those folks. All right, we're going to step away, go home. I'm going to go see my beautiful wife. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Lord willing, we'll see you back tomorrow. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.